Blog Talk Radio.
I'm standing there, I level and I'm boxing with the devil. I'm 7 seconds from the belt and I ain't about to settle. Put the metal on and go, yes, I go around my neck. And just watching as I transmute into elements. You can never get the best, never the best of astronomical. I shut you down and took the crown, I came out with the Astral Chronicles. Man, just attacking on the weekend followers. After news like Hollywood, and all the stuff that's not possible. I've been waiting for you.
Alright guys. So, since we're doing all of this rapping, can anybody rap about today's lesson? Or the homework I gave you last night? So can anybody tell me about the great freedom fighter that was in your homework? Does anybody know? Alright, I'm gonna teach you.
Yeah. January 17, 1961, I was beaten then, tortured then, murdered by guns. The firing squad, the CIA, the MI6, the Belgians were in on it. Who am I? Mobutu, tried to kill the cause by killing me. Silly Steve, because the flesh dies only to set the soul free. And it landed in its MC, manifest destiny, but only for the Africans. The start of the earth.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
self-destruction. It really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap, the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Took a brother's life with a knife at his wife. Cried because he died of trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I blessed to watch his death? Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gang bang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man. Because that's
the road that we've
call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent, to teach to each is what rap intended, but society wants to invade, so do not walk this path that they laid it.
Self-destruction, it ain't about self-destruction.
Man, we are so sorry for those quality difficulties we were having as we entered the second episode in this new season of the Black Male Show. It's the Black Activist. Black Mama, I see you. You here, Mama?
Yeah, I'm here.
Word. So the rest of the team is out in the streets. We love y'all. We send you light. When they get an opportunity, they're going to slide on through like Rev slid through on us last week. This show, we're going to be talking about being Black, young, and voting. This was Mama's topic for us to discuss. We've got a lot forthcoming, but I want to take the opportunity to thank the sponsors who allow us to do what we do. We are sponsored by Stand Omni Media. Stand Omni Media is our parent company, and under which we have Stand TV Network, Stand Stage Theater, Stand Publications, and, of course, the Stand Radio Network. Outside of the Black Male Show, we have Under the Asylum, Gentlewoman's Quarters, The One Mic Stand with Simply Nay, Capital T, and other shows formulating and coming fourth quarter and beyond. So look out for all of that. We are also sponsored by Eve for Eve Online, the premier lesbian dating service. Check them out at EVE, the number 4, EVEonline.com. please take an opportunity to check out the book by Simply Nay of the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay, Successfully Single. It was released on Valentine's Day. It's available on Kindle for its first week out, and then it's going to be released on other ebook venues. It's $9.09. It's called Confessions of a Professional Dater. Hashtag Successfully Single at the beginning, and then it's Confessions of a Professional Dater. Real good book. 9 chapters are awesome. Check it out. Become familiar with it. We are always looking for individuals who are interested in sponsoring their business on our show. So if that is you, please shoot us an email at info@wheredoyoustand.com. That's info@wheredoyoustand.com. So those are our sponsors. Like we said, we've got a real deep topic for you today. We're talking about Black voting. But before we get into that, Mama, the Grammys were on. Anything you want to speak on specifically that stood out to you that, you know, you really were feeling? Did you watch it? Did you not?
Well, I fake watched it because I have teenage daughters that happen to, you know, enjoy pop culture for whatever trivial reason. I did lose my voice for Kendrick Lamar, and after that, I have to confess, I did go to bed. So I missed anything else that happened after Kendrick Lamar. That was all I needed, and, you know, so I took it and I went to sleep. What about you? Did you enjoy it?
So if I said that I saw it, I would be lying.
Makes sense. To say that I saw it would be a gross overstatement. I did see Kendrick. That's about it. It was nothing else for me specifically, but, you know, kudos to everybody else that got into it and popped popcorn and sipped wine, you know, like it was like the Roots debut or something. But it wasn't for me, though.
So what are your thoughts on them failing to acknowledge Natalie King in their tribute to music legends who have passed?
I don't allow myself to be surprised at things like that. I mean, the Grammys aren't, technically, they're not for us. You know what I mean? And even though Natalie Cole crossed all sorts of demographics and she's got bodies of work, her music is being played in most of white America's romantic movies all over the place and whatnot. I was not surprised. I was a little bit annoyed that they had Stevie Wonder propped up there like, you know, some sort of accessory, and then, you know, Lionel Richie. And it irritated my spirit because, honestly, we should be honoring our folks. We shouldn't be waiting for anybody else to honor them, and you shouldn't really get an attitude when they don't, because they don't want to. They're not going to. They're not checking for you, boo. It's not important. She ain't made them no money this year, so they're not worried about her. I'm not shocked at all. It's absolutely gross. A gross oversight, but I'm not shocked. Was that, people were supposed to be upset?
Yeah, they were. They
talked
away, but like...
Why are Black folks still mad when white folks don't, you know, roll out the red carpet and toss rose petals at our feet at their award shows? It's not for us. The Grammys is for Taylor Swift. Why are you looking for Natalie Cole on the Grammy? Stop playing. Like, are you serious? No.
They missed that part on the Five Heartbeats where they brought out the Five Horsemen. And they were singing the same song. And yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
They didn't see that part.
I really need them to stop. They need to stop. Stop it. Stop it. Why? Why are you mad, honey? Why? No. Why are you even surprised? Inclusion. Who's teaching you that you should be honored by these folks that think you're less of them anyway? Why
but
is
that's
that
what
such
believe.
A big deal?
They believe that because they were invited, they're equal. Because I'm in the building.
They're in the
most
because
of I have
people,
access.
If you look,
they believe that
if you pay attention,
equality.
Listen, child, no. You can have all the money in the world. You can have all the nice properties. You can live in their neighborhoods. You are still a nigga. It's not going to change because you got money or cause celebre attached to your name. You see what they did to Beyonce? They drug her and her Malaysian hair. okay? She apparently started a riot. Where? I don't see it. I don't see it for the drama at all. I don't hold my breath waiting to be accepted and applauded by anybody. And people really need to stop doing that. It's not important. An award? Residuals. Is the estate getting their money? That's the reward I'm worried about. I'm not really worried about statues. She's not getting ready to get up there and hold a statue. So what you mad about? Is her family getting that money, though? Because they show using her music in their movies. I will say that. In their commercials and jingles and whatnot. Just like, you know, Aunt Jemima and Sambo and them. They only invite the folks that their kids listen to in the house on the slip tip. They don't want us to know that. They're not going to openly admit that their kids is in there with Drake verses backwards and forwards. And, you know, they wearing hip-hop clothing. They're getting these fresh new ideas. Do-rags, they're calling silk rag. What? Bye. They're not going to openly admit that their children are bringing black culture into their homes. But they'll invite the safe ones to their award shows and their events. They're not going to honor anybody they don't feel like deserves an award.
You're speaking liberation on today.
I'm just,
can we just get
not?
A couple folks free with the real?
Can we just, just stop it? Stop it today.
Today
I want you to come,
the real
come and stop.
Featuring
stop
mother.
It.
Featuring mother. Look, that ain't even our topic for today, y'all. Our topic for today, in case you can't read, it's election season, black people, the time of year where, if you haven't noticed, the African-American vote is one of the most courted amongst marginalized groups. Whether you feel the burn or I'm with her, you got to get free with somebody. Like, you got to vote. Fortunately, I had the unfortunate opportunity to overhear someone state that they did not intend to vote.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for my ears. Like, I apologize, ears, that you had to be privileged to that conversation. 435 seats are being voted on in Congress this election. What does that mean for voters? Do you know the difference between the Congressional Black Caucus and their Political Action Committee, or PAC? Today, we're talking all of it. Hoping you get. I really just want to get into this conversation. That's how we do. Y'all just lost. No role models.
No role models?
Yes.
First things first, rest in peace, sucker fair. For real, you the only father that I ever knew. I get my bitch pregnant, I'ma be a better you. Prophecies that I made way back in the veil. Fulfill. Listen, even back when we was broke, my team ill. Martin Luther King would have been on Dreamville. Talk to a nigga. One time for my LA sisters. One time for my LA hoes. Lame niggas can't tell the difference. One time for a nigga who knows. Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved. 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 No role models, and I'm here right now. No role models to speak of. Searching through my memory, I couldn't find one. Last night I was getting my feet rubbed by the baddest bitch. Not Trina, but I swear to God, this bitch will make you call your girl up and tell her, hey, what's good? Sorry, I'm never coming home, I'ma stay for good. Then hang the phone up and proceed to lay the wood. I came fast like 911 in white neighborhoods. Ain't got no shame about it. She think I'm spoiled and I'm rich cause I can have any bitch. I got defensive and said, nah, I was the same without it. But then I thought back to a better me. Before I was a B-list celebrity, before I started calling bitches so heavily. Back when you could get a platinum plat without no melody, you wasn't sweating me. One time for my L.A. sisters, one time for my L.A. hoes. Lame niggas can't tell the difference. One time for a nigga who knows. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. 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 I want a real love, dark skin and Aunt Viv love. That Jada in that weird love. That leave a toothbrush at your crib, love. And you ain't gotta wonder whether that's your kid, love. Nigga, I don't want no bitch from reality shows.
out of touch with reality. Hoes out in Hollywood, bringing back 5 or 6 hoes. Fuck them, then we kick them to the door. Nigga, you know how it goes. She deserve that. She a bird, it's a bird trap. You think if I didn't rap, she would flirt back. Taking off a skirt, let her wear my shirt. But she leave, I'ma need my shirt back. Nigga, you know how it goes. One time for my LA sisters. One time for my LA hoes. Lame niggas can't tell the difference. One time for a nigga who knows.
Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. It fooled me, we can't get fooled again.
Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. Fool me 3 times, fuck the peace sign. Load the chopper, let it rain on you. Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. Fool me 3 times, fuck the peace sign. Load the chopper, let it rain on you. My only regret was too young for Lisa Bonet. My only regret was too young for me alone. Now all I'm left with is hoes from reality shows. Handed a script, the bitch probably couldn't read alone. My only regret was too young for Sade Adu. My only regret could never take Aaliyah home. Now all I'm left with is hoes up in Greystone. With the stale face, cause they know it's they song. She shallow with the pussy, she
shallow.
She shallow with the pussy G.
Shallow. She shallow.
She shallow with the pussy G.
Shallow. She shallow.
She shallow with the pussy G.
Shallow. She shallow.
Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved. 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 Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved.
J. Cole, no role model. This is the Black Mel Show. Let's just dive right into it. Why did you feel like this is a topic that you wanted to bring up?
Well, I consider myself a political novice, but this being an election year and, you know, President Barack Obama leaving, and somebody has to go in here and do the work. But I'm also concerned about the youth. Anytime I have youth in my house, in my family, in my village, and to listen to them talk about the political process, they are really lackadaisical. They don't really give it a whole lot of thought. They don't believe that anybody really speaks towards what it is that they would like to have happen or they would like to participate in. So I'm like, yeah, I need to figure out a way to get my village mobilized. I wonder what everybody else is doing. And so that's where it came from. I'm like, what are our youth doing? Are these people campaigning and they talking to our youth? Are they stumping and do their ads target them? What are they saying that's going to be, you know, beneficial for the babies to get them excited about voting? Because that's like a very important rite of passage that seems to get looked over. I don't know, in exchange for, I don't know, a driver's license or something. They're more excited about driving and working and things of that nature, but the things that affect their ability to drive or the money that they make or the benefits that they should be entitled to or even access to education and healthcare, those things are wrapped up in the political process. So I got to find a way to get my babies involved, and who better to talk to about it than you, Black activists?
Well, you know, I have to be fully transparent and honest about the fact that I get the most slack for my political and policy-based organizing. So those times when I'm working with political candidates, those times when I'm working to have certain legislation passed. Because a lot of people do not understand how the same way you yell and march and proclaim and protest in the middle of the street, there has to be a policy that keeps you from doing unlimited jail time. There has to be a policy in place that changes whatever you're marching for. There has to be politicians in place that will vote for that, and all of that is a process. So for me, just as much as I'll do 50 leagues in the middle of the street for, you know, equal rights, I'll do a session of lobbying to ensure that those rights are also penned in legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody's analysis ain't balanced like mine, and this ain't an opportunity for me to be like, hey, look, this is the holy grail of how your analysis should weigh out. That ain't the case at all. But what I'm saying is we need to stop hustling backwards.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we need to acknowledge that some shit works. And until folks is building arcs like Noah and shipping us back to Africa and ensuring that we will be accepted once shipped, because folks mm-hmm. gotta accept the package you deliver and hear me now.
Yeah.
Then I can't get with you, and I'm just gonna keep trying to change the laws here.
Right.
You can say all that makes a lot of sense to endorse a candidate, but if a candidate is endorsing you, then what are you doing? And it's not
right.
to shame the fact that we do need multifaceted strategies. We need multifaceted strategies. I'm all the way here for those folks who can leverage their privilege in certain ways. But we can't tell our students to run and go get arrested, but then they need to go get a good job with a clearance to pay them bills.
Right. Right.
But you don't want to do fundraising, but you want to knock down a capitalist structure. But you
right.
wonder why we're killing ourselves.
Right. I don't.
So it goes beyond what happens in that booth, right? Like, everybody's
yeah.
like, oh, the Congressional Black Caucus voted to, like, endorse Hillary Clinton. No, the Congressional Black Caucus did no such thing. And before we go into detail about the difference between one and the mm-hmm. other, what has the Congressional Black Caucus done to benefit you recently?
I got nothing.
Wait
personally.
For it. Come on. So first of all, why is this even a relevant group of individuals that we're entertaining? But since they're relevant
they're black.
This year, let me help you. You all may recall a certain show where a specific black activist said, the Black Lives Matter campaign should have a political action committee. Did I not?
Correct. Yes. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Early in the game.
Oh, okay. So the Congressional mm-hmm. Black Caucus has a political action committee.
Mm-hmm.
Not the entire committee, but a subgroup of committee participants who also serve as their political action committee and therefore can endorse individuals using a part of the Congressional Black Caucus name.
Mm-hmm. And have they?
Damn,
will they?
That's deep. Yes. So what you witnessed was a subset of the larger Congressional Black Caucus saying, yeah, we all the way here for Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
And also while we're having the conversation, a lot of people are referencing some statements that Reverend John Lewis made regarding his ability to have met Bernie Sanders. Let's be clear.
Okay.
I have been to many a protest, many a rally, many a march. And there are several of you who have participated in so many of them, and we never had the opportunity to face-to-face dialogue. I see your uploaded videos. I see your tagged pictures. So I know you were in the building.
Interesting.
But my ability to see you and have had a conversation with did not occur. That doesn't mean you weren't a part of the working group. Because, see, if I'm working on fundraising, I may not have ever had a conversation with you about logistics or programming or recruitment.
Wow.
You get what I'm saying? So
wow.
What he's saying may very well be true, but if you have an organizer background, it doesn't carry much weight. So I love the level of dialogue that's going on around I want to support who I want to support. And I'm happy for all of you all. Just don't fall for the hoopla. Don't
right,
don't play yourself. It was no surprise that this lady was getting money from the banks and getting money from the prisons and signed a bill to help fund the prisons.
No,
this is nothing
that's
new.
Not, nobody's going that deep. Well, I won't say nobody. Surely someone's going that deep. But there's a lot of people that don't go beyond she's married to Bill Clinton.
And everyone's screaming, well, Bernie Sanders is old. Bernie Sanders is old. Let me tell you something about old people that you may possibly know if you are blessed enough to have any elders in your family. They give no fucks.
None.
Because they going home to be with the Lord. And whatever going to get them close to the glory, they have a very keen understanding of right from wrong. And so the popular opinion that allows them to not do the things that we know that we need them to do, to pass the laws that we know, you know what I'm saying? I can only think of Dwight Eisenhower.
Yeah.
Dwight Eisenhower was on his way out of here. He was sick and everything. He knew that when he took office. And he was gladly working towards making us a more equal and more habitable America. Because at this point, we're moving towards almost being inhabitable.
Backwards. Absolutely, hella backwards. Everybody's wearing T-shirts, though. Everybody's got Facebook blackout photo. I just don't get why people won't go further. Just a little bit further.
They don't understand why. And that is the fault of the organizations that exist that are supposed to help folks understand why. If I'm not telling you why you need to vote, you're not going to vote. But I'm asking you to donate to my organization. Here's another example. There's over 500 seats in Congress, 435 of those seats are up for re-election. So
how many people don't know
your president?
That? Okay.
There's so many different levels where we're able to affect change. There's so many skills and tools that have been put in our hand that if we just organize to scale and build from the bottom up, there's no way that we can't build the power to win. But we can't hustle backwards. We can't deplete resources. We can't continue to live in gentrified cities and not build emergency activist funds, where we're able to fund the rent for the brothers we want to ride the bus for 9 months all across every city and state where someone gets shot. That's not sustaining.
No, it's not. There's money, lots of money everywhere. It's just not, I don't know if people are not paying attention to the money or what's going on, but they have a real good way of getting you hyped. And then getting your money, and it's like, okay, yeah, girl, I donated, I participated, but yeah, what did you donate to, sweetie? Because
they think
vacation in the Maldives. What are you doing?
They think we get in the money that the celebrities is, we get in the checks that the celebrities is writing.
No,
I don't get that money, y'all.
Not
me.
No, that money's not even for you, not for real. Not if you look at it. No.
Folks think Farrakhan is feeding the homeless. He's not.
No, he's not.
He's not.
He's not.
But if you think so, bless your heart.
I mean, he's eating, but, okay then.
Choosing not to participate in the political process is choosing to allow your adversary to win by the very systems he designed and orchestrated.
Yeah.
Barack Obama is an example of what happens when you get in formation, pun intended.
Pretty much. Exactly right.
When
exactly
we slay right. twice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh.
Sometimes you gotta just not want to lose bad enough. It ain't about knowing how to win. It's not wanting to lose bad enough.
Right. I mean, but it's happening now. Like, the race is happening now. You should be able to, if like you're actually running, you should be able to feel these fools, and it should make you run faster and harder. But it's not. It's like you're slowing down. Why? What is the slowdown about? What's all the drag about? Speed up. Keep going. Go forward. I don't understand why it seems so lackadaisical. Like, okay, well, we can get somebody to say the name of our cause on a TV show, or we can get this retweeted this many times, but nobody's at the community meeting. Nobody is, you know, doing flyers and organizing and talking to people and getting, you know, measures heard or nothing else. It's like, what do you call it? Social network activism? Blah. I need feet on the ground. We need feet on the ground. Like, seriously, legit feet on the ground.
You're not telling no lie. I think it's the perfect time to go to a song. and we're going to bring back this conversation. Black, young, and voting. If you have something to say to our young voters, hit us up. 646-787-8623. 646-787-8623.
But I know God, Satan wanna put me in a bow tie.
Pray that the holy water don't go dry, yeah, yeah. As I look around me, so many motherfuckers wanna tell me. But an amigo never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they felt me. And I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, with guns and dick inside.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want, whenever they want, I don't mind.
I love myself.
He said I gotta get up like he's going to suicide.
I love myself.
One day at a time, sun gon' shine.
Everybody looking at you crazy. What you gon' do? Lift up your head and keep moving. Don't let the paranoia haunt you. Peace to fashion, police, I wear my heart on my sleeve, let the runway start. You know the miserable, do love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence, everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns and dicky signs.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want whenever they want. I don't mind.
Police and a rock on the corner and a line full of fiend and a bottle full of lean and a model on a scene, yeah. These days of frustration keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, be 5-4 for basis. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry now. The strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto with big guns and dicky signs.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want whenever they want. I don't mind.
I love myself.
When Kendrick Lamar gives you what you need on the Black Male Show, this is the Black Activist, Black Mother. You there?
Hey,
hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
So we wanted to slide right back into what we were discussing, talking about the importance of Black youth voting.
Black mother was letting us know how she just feels like from the village and her perspective, there aren't enough things reaching out to the Black young voter to get them energized and get them to understand the stake that they hold in the upcoming election. She was saying that just a few of the tidbits that I shared in this show weren't things that she felt as though were common knowledge, and she thinks that's problematic to our progress as a Black people. So, you know, I wanted to get more into that a bit and just ask, thus far, have you picked a presidential candidate?
I can say that I have for all sakes and purposes, but I'm still watching. I'm still watching and I'm still listening. And, yeah, I know who I'm not voting for. I do know that firmly.
And who would that be for those who have absolutely no clue what they're talking about?
It's going to be your Hillary Clintons and your Donald Trumps. You know, I can't. I'm unable to. I can't find a can in anywhere. Anywhere. I can't. I'm not going to be able to do it.
So, can we also just discuss, for the purpose of just keeping it real with y'all and making sure y'all are aware, you've heard it here first, but you will certainly hear it somewhere else second. Donald Trump will be the presidential nominee for the Republican Party.
Honey, just as make, sure as his face is what it is.
Make no shiny shake mistake. Be ye not dismayed, as they say in the good word. He will be the Republican nominee. Now, let me tell you also a piece of political strategy. Politics is not what you feel is right or wrong. It is a game of chess, not checkers. America was founded by forefathers, or so they say. Forefathers. They don't say nothing about mothers. So if you think that in this time of day, where someone such as Trump is beating the mess out of a group of men, any woman would prevail at this point in time against that, you're sadly mistaken. Particularly when we already know that he's going to call on Sarah Palin to be his running mate. So if you don't have your eyes on the prize and understand that Bernie Trump is the, not Bernie Trump, Lord have mercy, see that just messed my whole visual up, that Bernie is the only candidate that has a possibility this day and age, and that you can give him a term to give him a chance, but that we can in no way be left with Donald Trump as our option, unless everybody's going to go to Brazil on a group break.
Okay.
Put those tickets on layaway right now.
Mm-hmm.
See what Airbnb is hitting for right now.
Yes.
Don't get it twisted.
There is no way. I can't imagine being from any other country beyond this one and watching this political process, knowing who Donald Trump is and not just, okay, girl, I'm turning this off. This show is really getting on my nerves. What is going on in America where this guy is doing what he's doing? That's the machine behind him. You're not going to tell me it's not.
He's saying what the majority of people feel when they
exactly.
see you walking down the street, sweetheart.
Exactly. I know it.
Me too. Your children, you know, my cousins, nieces, nephews, what the majority of people sincerely feel when they see us.
He's saying it out of his face, public forum, and this guy is the front runner. Seriously. What's that song, Bombs Over Baghdad? Maybe we should have played that. Can we remix that? Is there a DC artist that can remix that song?
So what do you wish you would have told your children about voting that you haven't?
Oh, well, I have the conversations with them, but I don't feel like it was deep enough. I'm always talking about, you know, you need to vote. It's very important that we vote. And I try to do it before it gets to be, you know, real big pomp and circumstance, the dog and pony shows all over the TV, so that they're, you know, accustomed to at least hearing the word vote.
but I just feel like it's a surface level. It's not deep enough. Like, I need to get more into, you know, legislation and PACs and, you know, things of super PACs, things of that nature, because I know I haven't gone deep enough with my kids with that. I know I haven't. Because they don't have a clue, and I know they're not teaching them that in school either. So me slipping on my pimping has got me in books and with Big Sis Google, and I'm trying to find information, and I'm talking to people because these kids are supposed to take over next. They got next, like, for real, and mine do not have enough information. So it's my job. I need to get on it, like, now, yesterday, really.
I think it's great that you recognize that. So what about the parents that are too proud to have these conversations?
Oh, shame on them, honey. Shame on them. Shame on them. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. If you can't find your flaws and deficiencies, address and correct them, and readdress what you've been teaching your children, then shame on you. Shame on you. Keep them in your house until such a time as when you pass away or they pass away, or both. Because you sending them out here in the world with people who are trying to do the right thing by their kids is really, really unfair. It's not fair. It's not fair at all. You can't walk around and be dumb as an adult and watch your children be at the same level of stupidity and not do anything. But they walking around with the fresh Jordan. They know the release date for all these mixtapes. They know how to crack codes and all of this. But they have no real knowledge. You have failed. You have failed. Period. There is no nice way to say it. You suck. Thanks. Fix it. If you can't fix it, then I just don't know what to say to you. That's a part of being an adult. How in the hell are you somebody's parent? Your job as a parent is to coach this mind, not make the decisions for them, not think for them, not make little clones of yourself. You're supposed to give them a full-on thought process, a very deep way of seeing things. And if that's not what you're doing and that's not what you're trying to do, then turn in your reproductive system. Something. Sit down. You shouldn't even be allowed to have kids if that's not what you're doing. It's a whole process. It's not just, oh, I have these babies. I got the stretch marks to prove it. Okay, honey, but your child knows nothing about who they are at the root.
Now, let me ask you this. I want to ask you this. Back in the day, let's say when you were 18, could someone have told you that you would have a black president?
Absolutely not. You know what? And what's crazy is getting those conversations from the old heads in my family that were saying, oh, you know, we've already had a black president. You know, Abraham Lincoln's hair is nappy. He was black. If you don't go to hell in a gasoline basket, please. I'm just tired. So no. Didn't have any of those conversations. I don't even think my mom gives half a damn about the political process outside of my president is black. Let's go get the Easter egg before he leaves office. It's really that shallow, okay? So I've had to do all of this and get all this information and shape my own mind. So, you know, thank the Most High for foresight and a willingness to learn and straight-up nerd power. But, yeah. My mama was and is in a lot of ways still a lost puppy.
So what do you say to the, not the young people, but the not-so-young people who don't really get the need to engage in the political process?
Shame on you, because those are the main ones that's complaining. The youth, if you listen to them, they have a, you know, pretty evolved way of thinking in this day and age. And, you know, I live in an area where it's a mixed demographic. And these kids are a lot deeper than me and my peers were at their age. You know what I mean? I've got kids that are 15 saying things like homophobic. And you know what I'm saying? We didn't talk like that. So they have a knowledge because they have access to so much information. And then some of their parents are woke, in quotations, but the generation, my parents, all of that, they was partying and bullshit mostly. If you don't come from a long line of revolutionaries, it's a strong possibility that drugs affected your family. It's a strong possibility that teenage pregnancy affected your family. It's just ridiculous. And when those things are a part of your upbringing, the last thing you think about is voting when you got to get the social services to get them food stamps, because sick kids is hungry and you ain't got no money. You know what I mean? So
the people you voting for are the people who are deciding how much money you get in every month. yes. on the 1st and the 15th, if that's what you're waiting for.
Right.
So
right.
it's all connected. It's all connected.
It really is. We know that. And some of, you know, some of the older elders do know that. But, like, them 1959 babies and some of them child, you'd be surprised at some of the conversations I overhear with 55-year-olds. They like babies running around here. 50 is the new 30 for some of them. They
but,
don't
you know,
give a damn about nothing.
One of the things I recently thought about is that, you know, they already got what they wanted. They just wanted to be, you know, desegregated.
Yeah.
Child, I just want to go to school with the white man. That's all I want.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So talking about working and making the same thing and having the same
yeah.
job and, you know, not working 80 hours to their 8 hours is just out of the mind to them. Having a job where, you know, you don't got to run and punch the time clock because, oh, my God, you can work from home. That is not
yeah.
a concept. And I think that is also why we fail as a community, because we don't have intergenerational leadership. Teach
right.
Auntie has Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
then she would know that she's not Twittering. She is sending a tweet. You get what I'm saying? It needs to happen that way. Because the way that you communicate to your professionals, the way that you communicate to your elected officials, in a way that they respond most to, in a way that TMZ reads and picks up, is on your Twitter
mm-hmm.
or your Facebook.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not sending a postcard and waiting 3 days for the mail to deliver.
Correct. I don't know. Those are the same group of people that really don't want to hear it from the youth. Who are you talking to?
From the youth.
They have to
grow up and live with the old and dilapidated policies that folks have pressed us out to have. They're the ones who get stuck with that.
Yep. Sure do. They're grown in a lot of ways, and babies and incapacitated in others. It's really, really quite the conundrum. I can't imagine my 15-year-old daughter and what she's going to have to go through when she's 21 or 22.
I mean,
to work backwards, to come up and fix it. You know what I mean?
Have you seen how they're teaching the Common Core curriculum? Those are elected
oh,
officials. This all begins with No Child Left Behind. And now you don't even learn that 1 + 1 = 2. You learn make one more, take one away and take two more, do the Harlem Shake and take three more, and then you're supposed to add it up.
Yes, no, yes, absolutely all of that. My babies were in school in the black community in their early stages because they're also military brats. But when we transitioned, we were in a black community first. And the education level was ridiculously remedial for them. They were all advanced or what have you. Do you know they weren't actually participating in black history anything? Even now, in 2016, I have two in high school. They're not doing anything black history related at school. They're doing gym. They're doing plumbing, HVAC, things of that nature. But there's no history. There's no economics. There's no even in their what is it, civics? Classes, they're supposed to get into government and things of that nature. It's a brief washing, and it's like really, really information that they're getting. So if you don't get involved in homeschooling your children, even if you send them to public school, when they come home, you've got to supplement that education. Are you sending your babies out here with incomplete educations altogether? Even if you, they got a diploma. Yeah, but your kid don't know nothing at all, not nothing. Because the people that are in place figure, okay, this is enough. We'll just give them those scraps. That's cool. No, it's not. Kids don't know nothing at all. If I didn't do what I did with mine and the village and so on and so forth, doesn't do with theirs and share this information and get into credit and get into voting and get into all this stuff, they'd be out here flapping. I just need a job. I need a driver's license and I need a car. That's all they focus on, money, going to work for somebody else. So that's all they give them. Oh, yeah, they're going to come work for us. We don't get that money. Yeah, we don't get that slave labor because we ain't going to pay them nothing. They don't know. absolutely ridiculous. We have to educate our own children. We have to educate our aunties and our uncles and our grandmas and our big mamas, pop. Those of us that do know need to share the information. You got to find a way to reach them.
Well, we almost out of time for this show. So I wanted to know if you had any final thoughts you wanted to leave the audience with. Make sure they get the message before we, you know, wrap up with one final song.
Final message, each one teach one, honey. That goes way back. Google it. We need to keep doing that. That's the final message.
So we're going to try to get into this Janet Jackson piece. It's called Black Eagle. It's supposed to be a dedication to the Black Lives Matter movement. Her own piece from, I forget what the new album is called. I told you, I don't keep up with these kind of things. But feel free to tweet us at Black Male Show. What is it, Invincible, Unbreakable? Not Ashy, Batteries Not Included. What?
I don't know. Very not broke.
I don't know either, so we don't know. So it's not broke. Bills paid by Janet Jackson. We're going to get off here. Thank you for listening to the Black Male Show. Janet Jackson, take us out from the Not Broke album. Bills paid EP. What
okay.
Your rent look like. Records.
Okay.
Oh, man.
You know, you cannot know.
Do you know about the Black Eagle? Let me tell you about the Black Eagle.
Unless you've been